Okay, we're back to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM, and we've been talking about volunteerism at Parker. And Jerry, you had a question, if you don't mind rehashing it. Yeah,
we're talking about moving from one assignment to another. You know, get tired of doing something. I understand you're not locked in, for example, if you want to go from working in the gift shop to working with patients in terms of delivering newspapers, reading to them, come to you and say, gee, I'd like to try something else for a while.
Absolutely. You know. If you wanted to change, by all means, we can sit down and talk and make sure that it's a day that will accommodate you and it'll work best for the other department also.
Mm. Right.
Jerry had mentioned something a little bit earlier. It's very nice to walk into an environment where there's a friendly face, especially
Absolutely.
When it's a medical situation.
It makes such a difference. When you feel it's not, you're not in an alien environment, it really is supportive. And I know from friends of mine who are volunteers over at North Shore that the volunteers are recognized,
yes.
They're appreciated. And I know one friend of mine is fed at a luncheon every year or so. The hospital, you're making a difference, I think, and the hospitals appreciate it. It's not that you can be a volunteer and you're just another little number on an IBM card or something like that.
I agree. And it's beneficial for both. Like when Jerry walks in and sees somebody, a smiling face, that's nice.
Yeah.
But the person like Helene,
oh,
who smiles,
very happy
it makes
to
you
know
happy.
That.
And there's health benefits
right,
to that.
Right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good, Pratima.
I going back to the volunteers always being there, I think it's important that volunteers are there, because at the end of the day, you want to feel a sense of you're out of that structured organization, and more people, you can relate to someone that's right next to you than as someone that is in a white coat standing right above you, and you're like, oh my.
Right.
You don't want that sense of intimidation or anything like that. When there's a person like Helene standing right next to you, there's that ease automatically right there, because you can just know that it's going to be okay. There's more people like her around than more people in a white coat
walking
agree. Around.
That's very nice.
But it's important that from my experience, that the institutions appreciate the volunteers.
We do.
I mean, it really is very important. You're not, sometimes you volunteer for something and you're put in a pigeonhole and forgotten and so forth. But people who volunteer that I know of say the institution wants you to be there and appreciates what you're doing.
I certainly have that feeling when I go there.
We usually have volunteer appreciation luncheon annually. Last year, for instance, we had one of our volunteers have been at Parker for 35 years.
Wow.
So it's not like we don't appreciate them. We do give them incentive and stuff like that. So it's like, thank you for all the help that you've done, and thank you for being here consistently for the last 35 years. Even though sometimes they take a break or something happens to them, they get sick, they come right back, or they just can't wait to come back to say, okay, I'm back. Where can you put me? Do I still get my same position?
Good. That's wonderful.
So and they know that exists for them, that it's there. We didn't give it away. We didn't say, well, no, that can't happen. It's always there. And that makes me feel like, you know, at the end of the day, we're doing something right, because they want to come back and they want to be at Parker.
Yeah.
I have a question. The Parker League. Now, is the Parker League part of the volunteer program? The Parker League is separate. I know it's an important part of Parker.
It's a little bit of both,
okay.
In a sense. The Parker League, what they do is, for instance, like the gift shop, a lot of all of the items that are sold, whatever the funds that are made, go right back into the facility. It goes back into programs for the residents.
Okay.
For instance, Grandparents' Day is hosted by the Parker League. That's just it's really big. It's always in September, so that's something that they contribute to. And other special events that does go on, they contribute to it also.
I was going to ask you a question. What are some of the concerns that volunteers raise when you meet with them? Because sometimes people say, gee, I don't know if I could do it.
I think that's one of the most.
I mean, where can I park my car? I mean, I think people should be aware of that. that you make it easy for them and you kind of resolve their misgivings.
It's very easy for the volunteers. Parking is free for them, mm-hmm. and we do provide meals for them also. That
oh, really?
Yeah. Mm. The volunteers that are there Monday through Friday, they do get a meal.
That's wonderful. That's very nice. Mm. You know.
So, you know, what are some of the reservations potential volunteers have? Say, I can't, you know, maybe I can't do it. Someone says, I'd love to do it, but can I really do it? How do you put them at ease?
That's a good question. You know, I've never really had anyone that came in and said, you know, I need to be put at ease. Because a lot of them, they come in with the intention of knowing what they want to do.
Right.
Knowing that, especially an older person, more so, let's say, that just retired and they know this is what I'm coming in to do. They're more so excited because they're like, I'm finishing one phase of my life and I'm going into a new phase of my life. And what can I do to feel like I have a sense of worth out there? And in this sense, it's them giving back and they're more excited to do so than they're worrying about, oh my God, how am I going to do this?
So that's really important because in effect, a senior has a very easy transition is what you're saying.
They do.
They kind of go right into it without a long, you know, apprenticeship, so to speak.
Yeah,
ready to go.
Helen,
was that your experience when you started? You went right in and...
Well, Pratima made me feel very much at home.
Thank you.
And that was important from the beginning. I really felt as if I belonged there, I had a place there, and I was giving back a little bit.
That's wonderful. You know what it is, though, with different organizations that I'm involved in? And following up a little on Jerry's question, you can't talk somebody into being a volunteer. No. So the person who calls up wants to.
Absolutely.
They want to own that job. So someone like Helene, when you give them the job, they're actually thankful that you said yes, because she now can do what she wants to do and move forward.
Absolutely. For instance, I'll give you an example. I just had a volunteer that started yesterday. She completed all her paperwork, everything. She was orientated, and yesterday was her first day in the gift shop. She was so excited because for the last 30 years before she retired, she worked at Macy's as a cashier. So she couldn't wait to get started. She goes, wow, I get to do the same thing I did for the last 30 years. And she's like, can I come more than once? And I'm like, let's test this out and see how it works.
Make sure
it's the right fit for her. I know that's what she's done for the last 30 years. But at the same time, I just want to make sure that it's something that once she's there, she actually gets the feel for it and can do it as she's supposed to.
And enjoy it because they want to keep coming back. Actually, I'm going to give out Pratima's number again. It's 718-289-2262. That's 718-289-2262. And if you have an interest, please give her a call. Or if you know somebody that's brought up, I'm looking for something to do, which happens, give them the number.
Yeah, it's
just wonderful. And it's so many opportunities within the volunteerism over there. It's not like one thing.
No, absolutely not. We have our social model, Alzheimer's Daycare, that you can volunteer if you wanted to work with maybe a family member had dementia or Alzheimer's and you felt a sense of connection. By all means, I can place you in that department, and you can volunteer. Like I said, it's only once a week at least for 4 hours.
Right. That's not a terrible commitment. If you're not going to commit for 4 hours once a week, then you're really not volunteering anyway. I mean, half hour here and there is too much work for you to organize.
Right.
And the person, by the time they drive there and get back, for Helene, it's silly.
I'm
You'd rather do
from
it.
10 to 3.
Okay.
Sometimes a little bit longer. Yeah. Every now and then I will fill in for somebody who can't be there.
Wow.
Yes. Is that done informally or is he... Or, Fatima, you make those arrangements when someone says, well, I can't make it today because I'm being examined by the IRS today or something terrible like that.
I must say, the volunteers in the gift shop, the ones that are all there, they're very reliable and they do give me ample notice if they're not going to be able to make it in and if I can find coverage. It's not like a last minute thing. They'll pick up the phone and say, I can't make it in. I understand if there's a snowstorm, I don't expect you to come in because I don't want you to be there to hurt yourself from it, just being out in the snow.
Right, of course.
But at the end of the day, all the volunteers, they do take the time to give me ample notice that they won't be in. And that's greatly appreciated because it allows me to schedule other people accordingly. Like Helene said, if I needed her to fill in, she's the first person that I always call because I know she's like, sure, I'll do it. Let me just check my schedule and I'll do it. That's
great.
But that is important for volunteers to accept. It's a job, so to speak.
Yeah. Yes,
and if Helene doesn't show up, you work by yourself, or there's two ladies there maybe? Or?
Yes, there are a few people.
So if a few of them all of a sudden one day say, I'm not coming, Pratima's job is crazy, or the gift shop can't be opened, and the whole thing is goes into disarray. It's a responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a transition from being in the workforce.
Okay.
Could I ask, were you in retail before you went volunteer?
No, I was in office management.
Oh, so it was a real transition, but an easy one for
you. It's a transferable skill that she has great. She knows how to, what's the exact?
She respects what you have to do.
That, and she is so punctual, it's unbelievable. That's the one skill, that's very important because, for instance, the gift shop opens at 10 o'clock every single day, and it needs to be open because there are some residents that it's a habit for them. They're always down there at 10 o'clock waiting for it to open. They might not necessarily buy something, but they just want to come see who's there today. It's a Monday. Who's in the gift shop on a Monday? You know, it's there some way to escape from being upstairs.
So it adds something to the residents' schedule. In other words, they've got something to look forward to.
Absolutely,
when they do it. Beyond, you know, I kept thinking of people lying in hospital beds, but that's not necessarily so.
Right.
That they're around, walking around, moving around, and it's nice to be able to get out of the room and go someplace and talk to someone and have that interface.
That's pretty much what they do. They come down and they converse with everyone. Yeah. They'll stay a few minutes, maybe 20 minutes.
I didn't even think of
that.
And then
once they're done, they go right back up. They might not even buy something. Right. They just come down for the conversation, and then they know who's there on a certain day. If they know Helene's there on a Monday and one of the other volunteers is there on the other day, and if they like the conversations, they'll come down on a regular because they know XYZ shows up on this day, and we can have a conversation with them and find out how their week was and so forth.
So Helene is actually volunteer therapist.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
I didn't even think of that. That's wonderful.
It's my therapy and their therapy.
If you don't show up, they worry about you.
Yes, they do. They always ask, is she coming in today? Like, for instance, we have a gift shop manager, and they're always asked, if she doesn't show up one day, I'm like, she's entitled to vacation. She's entitled to take a day off, if anything. Or if she's in the, we have like a candy closet, if she's there and I'm in the gift shop, where is she? And I'm like, she's here.
Right.
But just for the friendly conversation, that's what they want. And you know what? It's great to know that my department can provide that to the residents and patients that do live and are at Parker for a while.
Terrific.
Yeah.
We're going to have to end it here. We've been talking with Pratima Bhagwandan and Helene Cusin, who are volunteer and the director of volunteerism, or volunteers, at Parker Jewish, which is really on every level one of the most tremendous institutions for care, for everything involved, from medical, really a great place.
One
Jerry?
One last thing, could you tell us where you're located physically? Someone may not know who's listening.
We are located in New Hyde Park, Queens, borderline Nassau, Queens.
Right off Lakeville Road.
Right.
Okay,
so
you're listening to Project Independence and You on 88.1 FM. I thank you ladies very much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for coming.